I'm going to say a man.
You're going to say a man?
Yeah. I would
maybe not a manly man, but...
Mike says yes.
You're tuned in to Rosie on the House, a Saturday morning tradition for Arizona homeowners for 29 years. Coming up, celebrating our 30th year next year on air. We certainly have a soft spot in our heart for all of you that have taken the habit of tuning in and letting us help you with your homeowner issues, anything having to do with your house, home, castle, or cabin. So in celebrating that 30th year, we put together a little conference to kind of get ideas on how we might want to celebrate that next year. I thought we came away with some pretty good ideas yesterday.
I did. There was a lot of great feedback from everyone that came out and attended, along with our partners and our homeowners alike. It was quite, I want to say it, but I don't want to give away what we talked about, because that's all right. What's building up for next year, 2018, as Rosie celebrates his 30th year broadcasting. And there's not anything, I've looked around, you know, House of Broadcasting isn't around anymore.
I do know that. They've called me and asked me to try and find space for them.
And it was the only thing that I'm aware of that was any kind of historical record of broadcasting in Arizona. There's nothing, there's no research or archive that we can go look up how long have other people been on air. But I mean, 30 years in the same time slot with the same subject, I haven't been able to find anyone else. You know, there's people that have been on the air longer, but it's different shows, different topics, different stations, different formats.
I got asked a couple times, how did you start this? And the absolute truth is, it was a double dog dare.
A double dog dare from who?
It was a double dog dare from a couple friends of mine who had a home improvement radio show in Atlanta. And they said, it's easy, Rosie. As a matter of fact, I convinced Jennifer to let me give up my Saturdays with the family. I told her, look, honey, this is what's going to happen. We're going to get on the air, and we're going to answer homeowners' questions, and we're going to write this book called 100 Most Asked Questions About Homeownership in Arizona. And then we'll just sell the book, and then we'll retire when we're 27 years old, and everything will be fine. You know how long it took us to get to 100 different questions?
Well, the big topics are always citrus, and nowadays it's super cooling. You probably just write a book on super cooling or a pamphlet or something, right?
It took 9 years to get 100 different questions. 9 years. And we still haven't written the book. So I still haven't retired. But that's how I convinced Jennifer, let's give up Saturdays as a family. And we'll just start taking Mondays off. So our weekends for 30 years have been from Saturday afternoon to Monday night. And it's kind of great because we're pulling into the campgrounds when everybody else is pulling out. We pull into Disneyland when everybody's leaving. And we pull into Brian's Head Ski Resort as everybody's the rush hour is going out and we're going in. So it's worked pretty well for us.
If you can get used to that and giving up Friday nights, it really is.
Is that the hard part for you, giving up Friday nights?
It's just being on everyone else's schedule. And you know, everything else revolves around that Friday, Saturday off. So it's just, like I said, everyone else's schedule.
Well, it shoots.
You're completely against. But I'm not a person that waits in a lot of lines or likes a lot of crowds. And I tell you what, you can do anything on Monday.
Anything.
No lines, no crowds.
Well, just wait till your kids are teenagers. Because then Friday nights, you're like the dud family. And then you're so shot by Saturday night, you're the dud family again. Yeah. So, yeah. Sunday afternoons are our biggie.
I'm especially thankful for the early Saturday mornings because I've been able to say no to speaking at probably 5,000 rubber chicken dinners. No, sorry. I can't do Friday night. Sorry, I apologize.
Well, people are asking for some FaceTime kind of things, so that means getting up at 4:30 and looking good. So that's going to be maybe the next level.
You mean
next level.
I have to start shaving Saturday morning?
Yeah.
Oh, man. Folks, we got a great show lined up, and we are broadcasting live from the Francisco Grande in Casa Grande, Arizona.
The local newspaper, the Casa Grande Dispatch, actually wrote a story about it. They got wind that we were going to be down here putting this on, and they put us in the paper and even said the people were calling the office yesterday trying to get details that wanted to come down. And yeah, it is an open broadcast. It's radio broadcasts remote don't really drive a lot of crowds. I mean, you'll sit and watch somebody's talking to a microphone. It's not a riveting experience. But they wanted to come out and check it out. So we are welcome to have anyone stop in. When you pull into the hotel, there's three entrances. The first one's into the sports complex, the second one's into the conference area, and the third one's into the hotel. We're in the middle one in the conference center. You'll see the Rosie Teardrop banners go in the middle door. We're to the left in the Ocotillo room. You'll see a couple more teardrop banners. We have coffee, fruit, bagels, danishes, nice assortment set out that they put out for us. And if you have a question, bring it to us and we'll talk about it on air.
And it's great always putting a face to the listeners. You know, you just never know when they turn the microphone on. Is anybody up this morning? Is anyone? And people always say, well, we like to put a face to the voice, too. I can't tell you how many times people say, Rosie, you're so much taller and thinner than I thought.
All the time.
No one's ever said that.
I'm supposed to lie.
We got a great show lined up here coming up in the outdoor living segment. In the 8 o'clock hour, we've got Mr. John Eisenhower, who's come down with his darling wife, Miss Kim. And they're spending the weekend with us down at Francisco Grande. And we'll be talking trees. What kind of trees were you talking about today, Rome? Do you know?
Is it a secret?
John kept it secret?
Well, I think what he wanted to do, we like to talk about a different tree each month. And I think he wanted to go walk the golf course and the fields to see, because there's a lot of big trees out here. I think he was just going to see pick one locally here growing.
Very good. Well, that's coming up in 8 o'clock hour. Open lines in the 9 o'clock hour and risky remodels in the 10 o'clock hour. All put together for you. We've been working on it all week long. Y'all stay tuned. It's going to be a great 3 hours.
Keep Rosie on the House the number one referral directory in the state by voting at rosieonthehouse.com or ranking Arizona.